And welcome to Saints Sports Weekly. Jeff Bowman with you here on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com. I want to thank Siena Heights University and Magic Fountain Auto Wash and Storage for sponsoring this program of Saints Sports Weekly. No Fred this week as we're here on Labor Day. Hopefully you guys are enjoying your day off. And I was able to meet up with a couple of the coaches a week or so back. They did a meet the team night and able to sit down and talk with three coaches that we're going to have coming up tonight. Is the men's and women's golf coach, Al Sanifer. We're going to be talking with him. Also, the men's cross-country coach, Tim Bauer, and the women's cross-country coach, Kirk Richards. And then I sat down also and had a chance to sit down with the sports information director, Corey Graham, and talk a little bit about what he does at Siena Heights and his role there in the athletic department, and also his role with Saints Sports Weekly, because he's very integral in getting the interviews and setting stuff up with the coaches. So just kind of wanted to talk to him a little bit and kind of just get a little explanation of what he does. And so hopefully we can you'll be able to enjoy a little bit of our conversations we had with all the coaches and also with Corey. So this is only week two of Saints Sports Weekly. We got a long season ahead, so looking very much forward to all year long. Again, myself, John Kane will be coming in as well throughout the year, and Fred Smith, as always, will be here with us when he can, and it's always a treat to be able to talk to Fred and talk with the alumni guests he gets as well, because it's so nice to be able to talk with the alumni. I learned so much about Siena Heights University last year talking with the alumni and just what the school, what the coaching staff, you know, what that meant to all these alumnus when they were talking about their years at Siena Heights and how it molded them into what they do now and who they are now. So I can't wait to start getting more interviews with the alumni as well to really kind of dive into what they do and what they're still doing, and again, how Siena has impacted them and making them into what they are now. So we're going to have a fun show tonight. Again, I got some taped interviews that we're going to play, and hopefully everybody will enjoy those. And we're going to take a quick time out and come back with Al Sanifer right after this here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.
At Siena Heights University, we make transferring easy and ensure you're on your best path forward. Study online with our nationally ranked program, or commute from home and get the traditional college experience by taking courses on our Adrian campus. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Visit sienaheights.edu and find out what the Siena Effect can do for you.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now, because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at sienaheights.edu or visit sienaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Concerned about unpredictable rising college tuition costs? Siena Heights University is taking a bold step to remain affordable. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. A Catholic university located in Adrian, Michigan, Siena Heights also offers scholarships in academics, athletics, and the arts. Find out what the Siena Tuition Advantage is all about today by visiting sienaheights.edu. That's the Siena Effect.
And welcome back to Saint Sports Weekly. Jeff Bowman, along with men's and women's head golf coach from Siena Heights, Al Sanifer. And Al, it's good to have you along. And beautiful sunny day. We're ready. We should be on the course right now.
Yeah, it is a beautiful day, and we actually were on the course. I just left practice here about a half hour or so ago, and so it was our first day of qualifying. We had a practice round yesterday. The kids moved in Sunday morning, and another qualifier tomorrow, and a qualifier Wednesday, and so we're rolling.
Now, how many bodies you have, men's and women's? What size of teams do you have?
We have 21. We have 13 men and 8 women. We play 5-count 4, and I take so if the tournament allows, I take an A and a B team, so it gives other kids an opportunity to play. And then most of the tournaments are just play the 5 and count to 4. So there's a lot of competition for spots and a lot of competition to get into the lineup for both the men and the women, and especially the men with 13 players and you're only taking 5. So you got to bring it every day and you got to tee it up every day and be ready to play.
Now, do you go off every day in practice when school starts, and or certain days a week, are you out every day on the course?
We play every day. I shouldn't say we play every day. We either play or practice every day. And what I do once the school starts, right now we're all practicing at the same time and all playing at the same time. But once school starts, I have the women's team at Wolf Creek and the men's team at Hills Along Way, and then the next day we flip-flop it. And we don't play a lot of rounds at Wolf Creek. We play primarily at Lanaway, but we use the range at Wolf Creek. So it's a good combination. There's more to it than just hitting balls. You got to get them out there, and you got to get them walking, and you got to get them in shape. And, especially when you think of our women's team. Our women's team, their first tournament is 36 holes in one day. So it's going to be a 9.5-hour round. So there's some, conditioning involved in that. So you've got to get them out, at least every other day and get them walking and get them used to carrying their bag and up and down the hills and all those kinds of things that come along with the golf, and not only the physical part of it but the mental part. And it's a challenge, to, like I said, 36 holes in one day in one round. You got to stay focused, so we got to work on that as well.
Yeah, you sure do. I mean, and most of the time, are these young golfers riding in a cart most of the time, or do they come in, a lot of them, walking all summer long?
Well, what they do and what I tell them are probably different to do different things, because I tell them, I said, look, you got to walk. I mean, this summer when you're playing, you got to walk. Whether or not they do it, I don't know. But you can tell which ones have walked and which ones haven't. And I always tell them their bag, if they're a returning player, their bag better come back a little, sunburnt. So I know they're out there.
Well, and so many courses are so different as well, as you know. I mean, there could be some flat ones, but there's a lot of them that have a lot of up and down and some elevation changes. So you do have to be in shape for that.
Well, when they get done with the fall season at Lanaway, their calves are in good shape, because there are a lot of hills that they have to, walk up and down every day. And, the thing about Lanaway, there's so many different shots out there, because you've got uphill, you got downhill, you got side hill. You've got undulating greens, and it just really requires a lot of shots. So that's why we, try to get out and practice on the course as much as we can, because the range is one thing, and the range is great for working on your swing and grooving your swing, but you're always hitting the ball off of a flat lie, and, you can get very comfortable doing that, and then all of a sudden you get out on the course, and you got one that's up around your knees or one that's down below your feet, and you got to try to replicate that as much as you can. And the only way you can do that is getting out on the course. So it's important that we play a lot.
Yeah, I find a lot of those too in trees and stuff for when I'm playing as well. So I'm used to finding those weird shots. I'll find them. But again, this is Saint Sports Weekly. We're with Al Sanifer here, the men's and women's golf coach. And what season, preview, what are you thinking about for who are you returning and what kind of season you're going to have? I know you do a fall and a spring. So that's a little bit different compared to most sports as well at the collegiate level, that you really do have two seasons.
Mm-hmm. And because of the weather, we're a spring sport in our national association, so to have any kind of season, we've got to play in the fall, because if you're lucky, you can start playing the end of March, which usually is the beginning of April. And then of course this past spring we had the April 15th snowstorm, so you never know what kind of weather you're going to get. So we split it up. I think the women's team is young. I had 4 seniors last year, and all 4 were in the lineup, so we only have 1 returning player, Bethany Nowak from Tecumseh, who was consistently in our lineup last year. I've got some good freshmen, and I've got some other, juniors and sophomores that have paid some dues, and you know, we hope that they're ready to go and they've got some experience under their belt. So it's going to be interesting to see how the women's season unfolds with all the new faces. And, you know, like I said, we had a qualifying round today. The scores were okay, but we've got work to do there. But, like, you know, we expect the kids are working hard and the focus is there and the commitment is there. So we think we're going to get better and better. On the men's side, we have 13. And there's a lot of competition for a position on the men's team. We returned three very good players and one good player, a kid that was probably the most improved player in 1 year of any kid I've ever coached in any sport. He went from a kid that couldn't break 90 to shot 75 in a tournament. So we're hoping that that improvement continues with him and then with the three players that we have back. And three really good freshmen. You know, one of the freshmen shot 74 today, and he double bogeyed his last hole. So he's thinking, you know, he's going to shoot par, and you know, it's a good solid score for us, and a couple of breaks, and you know, he's maybe even in the 60s. So I think the men's team will compete very well in our conference. Like all conferences, it's tough. You know, Northwest Ohio and Indiana Tech and Lawrence Tech all return a lot of players and a lot of good players, but. You know, if the pieces fall together and we get a few breaks, I think our men's team is going to be very, very competitive in the league and outside the league.
Well, I asked Bauer this question, and he can't remember exactly how long, but how many years have you been at Siena Heights? See if you know that one.
Well, asking Bauer any question that revolves anything other than what he had for lunch today is really asking a lot. His memory is worse than mine. So I'll just give you the quick, you know, so of course, you know, with all the beginning of the school year, there's a lot of workshops and, you know, different things that you have to go to. And of course, you start almost every meeting going around the room, you know, what's your name, what do you do, how long you been here? So I started school here in September of 1976. I started working at Siena part-time in 1977. I became a full-time employee July 1st, 1980. So I'm starting my 42nd year as a full-time employee, my 46th year or 47th year, whatever that would be. I moved to Adrian when I was 18 years old, and I've never left. I moved here to start college, never went home for the summers. I've spent my whole adult life here in town, and it's been, you know, you stop and think how long it's been. It's hard to believe. And one of the things that's really, I think, kept me at Siena, first of all, the people. You know, it's a great place to work and a great environment to work. But I've had a lot of different opportunities. You know, people laugh because I tell them that I coached softball for 10 years. You know, I was Fred's assistant for 18 years. I was the head basketball coach. This is my second go-around as men's golf coach. This is my first go-around as women's golf coach. I've been the business manager of the athletic department for 35 years. So it's been a great ride, and I'm hoping that it's not coming to an end. I think I still got a few years to go, and I'm enjoying it, and the kids keep you young. You know, the kids on the golf team right now, I've got a great group, very low-maintenance kids, great academically. And so I don't know. We'll see how it goes, but if you ask me when I'm going to retire, I could tell you either tomorrow or 10 years from now. I really don't know. I don't have a plan for that. My wife is still, you know, she's been at, you know, Linco Credit Union for 30 years. Right. So between the two of us, there's 72 years of full-time employment. My son is right now living in Skokie, Illinois, moving to Virginia, and my daughter lives in Arkansas. So, you know, that when that time comes and, you know, we get ready to start, you know, traveling a little bit and going to visit the kids, we'll see.
Well, that was long story short, short story long, but we got all of Al Sanifer here, which was a lot more than you get out of Tim Bauer. So that was good. Tim said we needed Fred to give Tim's answer. That was what we needed.
Well, you know what we need to do sometime is we need to get you together with Fred, Tim, and I, and we could just start telling Siena stories, and you would probably just sit there and laugh for 2 hours. So that would be a fun thing.
Well, that's like my my road trips with Fred going to call basketball games. Yeah. We get some of those conversations in, and, yeah, they're very entertaining rides.
Well, we feel like we could write a book. You know, from the early days at Siena, when I was a player, my first year we played at Pioter Center, my second year we played at Springbrook, and then the Fieldhouse opened, and, you know, like even today, I can't remember what the conversation led to. Oh, I know what it was. And I don't know why we said 2002. Oh, I know what it was. We were talking about Adrian High football. And, you know, they're struggling right now, and I'm sure they're going to work real hard and get that going. But when my son graduated 2003, he was on the 2002 football team that lost to Lowell on the 50-some-odd-yard field goal. And then, of course, Lowell goes on and wins the state championship in a landslide. You know, so if the kid doesn't kick the field goal, we probably win the state championship that year. So one of my golfers turns around and goes, "Coach, that's the year I was born." And I was just like, oh, my God. I mean, I'm just like, this is when my son was in high school and this girl was, you know, born that year. So every once in a while, the kids will give me a little dig about my age. So all in good fun, though.
There you go. Well, again, this is Coach Al Sanifer on Saint Sports Weekly. We appreciate it, and good luck to Coach, and hopefully he's got all the best this fall and then come back in the spring. So we know this won't be our last conversation with him. But we'll be back with more Saint Sports Weekly right at this 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com. Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.sienaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Concerned about unpredictable rising college tuition costs? Siena Heights University is taking a bold step to remain affordable. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. A Catholic university located in Adrian, Michigan, Siena Heights also offers scholarships in academics, athletics, and the arts. Find out what the Siena Tuition Advantage is all about today by visiting sienaheights.edu. That's the Siena Effect.
Is space becoming a problem for you? Do you have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple-sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at sienaheights.edu.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at sienaheights.edu or visit sienaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Welcome back to Saint Sports Weekly. Jeff Bowman with you here, and it's Labor Day weekend. Now time to bring in Coach Tim Bauer. And Tim, this is, how many years is this for you here at Siena?
It's either 38 or 39. I lost track a while ago, so, but it's, I think it's 38. I've been over there over 40 with going to school there and everything, so it's been a while.
These are the times when you need Fredo to actually give you the those dates and exact.
You know exactly.
Exactly. Well, you are the boys cross country coach, and you know this is a program I've given you a hard time about running over here forever. We've been able to get teams that you've had without a track and everything else, but you know cross country, this is a sport. It's, you know, you just need a place to run for that.
Well, it's tough. And Heritage Park, we just came from there today, too. And, you know, it's great having the trails and running through the woods and old Bertha the Hill out there. That's had to show the freshman Bertha because they're going to see a lot of her out there. So, but that's a great place to run. And Adrian's got a lot of, we have a bunch of loops we have. We have the airport loop, which is obviously out by the airport. Little Spielman, Big Spielman, Little Horse, Big Horse. I mean, we got every loop name. Used to be the famous one was Chicken Loop, but that's now Hungry Howie's. Used to be KFC like years and years ago. So we got a lot of loops to choose from.
Well, and you see that a lot. I mean, you drive around town and you see a lot of different guys running. And yeah. Most of the time it's, you know, it's with either college, but right. Depending on where you're at, you know, see the colors of what they're wearing, you know, that it's it's your guys. But that does make it nice, though, just because, you know, when you measure all those out, you know where they're going. And, you know, they have a good place to run around town. And, as you said, the differences between terrain and hills and flat, and it gives them multifaceted workouts.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll do all our speed workouts there on Monday and Wednesdays pretty much every week starting next week. We're trying to get some mileage pumped up now. We have our top guy back, and Jay Moore is going to have a good season, but Liam Harstuff's our top guy. We got a lot of freshmen, some sophomores. Thing with the freshmen is a lot of them went to the AU Nationals in Texas and they just got back a week ago. So we're going to just try to bring them along, get some mileage in them, and go from there. We lost some pretty good seniors last year, but, you know, we always expect to do well. The thing with Heritage, though, we can do, like you said, we can hit the hills. Another one we have called Grinder, but a lot of mile repeats, thousands, just all kinds of different things, and we have spots all marked out for them from the last 40 years, so...
Now, with this COVID year, I know a lot of people got an extra year. Did you have anybody return, or did most of your guys that were seniors just say, I'm going to go and move on with my life?
All our seniors for Cross took off. They got their degrees, and one of them's actually running in grad school in Indianapolis because he's going to go into human resources. But the other ones took jobs. One's a nurse, one's a financial consultant, and so they're doing really well.
Well, with the freshmen, as you said, just coming off, it's, you know, the AAU is weird because, you know, you want to have them kind of working up and kind of get to where they need to be when you need them at Nationals and then, you know, the WAC conference stuff. And so is that where you're going to be kind of shutting those guys down a little and then you can kind of work them back up into it?
Well, right now we're just building them back up. So when the time comes to really get after it, then we'll be ready to go. And then they'll have their base, and then we can cut back down a little bit at the end. So,
well, and you say get after it. They haven't been got after like Tim Bauer got after, probably.
Well, I don't know. They've all come from pretty good coaches. These guys that we got are big, you know, like Macomb, Dakota, some big ones, and it's a big school, you know, biggest in the state.
Right.
But they all have great coaches. So, and we're appreciative of what we got coming.
Well, and that's the thing. It's, you know, every year trying to get, you know, more and more kids to come out. And, you know, that recruiting trail is still probably, it's never easy. But is it any easier now, though, with social media and some of the video and stuff that maybe 20 years ago you never had?
I still don't have it, Jeff. I'm pretty old school. I always make the joke I got someone on my payroll for technology. I probably shouldn't say that on the radio, but... You know, but no, it helps a lot. I mean, you know, the big thing that we get with us is we've had so many coaches, people that ran for us that are now coaches, men and women, and our alumni base is huge now, you know, because we've been there so long, and we're getting second generations now, and that's pretty cool to see their nephews or their sons and daughters come to Siena Heights, and we really appreciate that.
Well, it's nice to have that kind of a network to do that because, you know, well, one of the things that I really took from, you know, last year being the first year of Saint Sports Weekly is how connected so many people are. And when you talk to some of these coaches and some of the past alumni, you know, how they help maybe somebody get there or, you know, they're working somebody that is one of their relatives got to Siena. So, you know, that network is you think about it being, you know, fairly small school, Siena, but how broad that actually goes.
Yeah, I think, you know, that you set the tone for years of what you've done in the past, and you always expect to be good. Sometimes you get a few loops in a row like last year with COVID, but I really appreciate how the student athletes got through it and everybody last year working together to get through a tough time. And let's hope we stay free this year of it and go ahead as normal. But, you know, the network is great. I mean, we've had so many. We still have group get-togethers with alumni and things like that. I just got a call the other day. The one group's going to get back, and they want to bring everybody back and see each other again. Because it's been a tough time the last couple of years. So,
yeah, there has been a lot less getting together. And so, you know, when you're able to, and hopefully it stays that way, you know, and as you said, it was a tough year for a lot of people last year to try to work through things and how they were going to do it. And, you know, so many people coming in, you know, you probably had a lot of freshmen that really were never on campus. You know, they missed their whole freshman experience of being a student at a university, and that's different. So you're going to have, you know, incoming freshmen this year and sophomores this year, they're kind of in that same boat.
Yeah, they are. And last year, you know, I'll give them a lot of credit, and Siena did a really good job of getting through things and, you know, having all the protocols. But it's just tough because the student athletes, they just want to compete. And they were not always having that opportunity. I mean, we were closed quite a bit last year. And then, you know, a lot of kids going to remote instead of face-to-face. A lot of them like remote, but a lot of them need face-to-face, the kids. And I probably would have been a lot better face-to-face than remote, you know.
I know I sure would have been. That's for darn sure. But you're listening to Saint Sports Weekly. Jeff Bowman here with men's cross-country coach Tim Bauer. And as you said it, I think – it's going to be a lot of different for a lot of kids this year, and I think it'll be better to have that one-on-one contact and face-to-face with your teachers. And, you know, I think that so many of these people that were the kids of freshmen last year are really going to be able to really excel this year because they'll be in a classroom setting.
Absolutely, and I think just that sometimes a routine. You know, a lot of people say, well, a routine. But a routine's pretty good sometimes. Take last year. There was no routine at all. You never knew what was coming the next day.
Yeah.
And the schools did great jobs of trying to figure everything out. But for a student-athlete or any students in college or anything, everything was the unknown. It was like day-to-day.
Yeah.
It was day-to-day. You were just hoping, you know, through the testing and everything that you didn't get somebody that had to quarantine and was around 10 other people. And, you know, so it was tough. It was tough. But everybody got through it, and I give them credit.
Well, quickly, before we get out of here, preseason ranking, and where do you think you're going to be settling in this year as far as WAC goes?
Well, our WAC conference is really tough. I mean, it's going to be real tough. We're young. We never make an excuse, and we're going to, by the time we get there, we'll be ready, and we'll give it all we got, and we usually have pretty good meets there, you know, bring them along, and it's going to be a process this year, but we'll get there. We will.
Well, sounds good. Once again, thanks to Coach Tim Bauer, the men's cross-country coach for Siena Heights. We'll be back with more Saint Sports Weekly right after this here on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com. Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.sienaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Concerned about unpredictable rising college tuition costs? Siena Heights University is taking a bold step to remain affordable. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena, a Catholic university. Located in Adrian, Michigan, Siena Heights also offers scholarships in academics, athletics, and the arts. Find out what the Siena Tuition Advantage is all about today by visiting sienaheights.edu.
That's the Sienna Effect.
Is space becoming a problem for you? You have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple-sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at sienaheights.edu.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
And welcome back to Saint Sports Weekly. Jeff Bowman with you here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com. And now time to bring in the women's cross-country coach right now, Kirk Richards. And we talked to Tim a little earlier about his team. And Kirk, I know you got a pretty good squad yourself listening in there a little bit and excited about the upcoming season.
I'm looking forward to a great year. The girls worked so hard, and we had seven, I think, maybe eight distance runners out for conference and track last spring. So they're very, very hungry. COVID got the best of them with quarantining. So we're looking forward to the season, to really competing.
Now, do you give them a pretty good summer program to kind of, you know, I know with cross country, it's you don't want to peak too early. So is that something, since you don't have them year-round, you give them a pretty good summer program where they can kind of work on some things so when they get to you now in school that they're kind of in that spot where you need them to be?
Oh, absolutely. I send home with them, or I send at the beginning of their summer break. I give them very, very poignant workout, both on the roads, track, cross training, in the weight room, to follow, and it's do what you can at this level. You probably know that a lot of my girls, cross-country runners, are very intelligent and career-focused. That's why they come to Siena. We run because we love it, but they're really here to get those get their pre-med taken care of, or getting ready for law school, or going to our School of Engineering or School of Nursing. That's priority one. So I let them do what they can in the summer. It's very important, family, friends, faith.
Well, and I think that a lot of them, because of that too, probably are pretty stringent with what they're supposed to do, because that's how they are tuned up already, wanting to be kind of the high level in school academically and, you know, athletically. So you probably don't have to push them too hard.
No, it's very autonomous running. It's you trying to wear out the rubber on the bottom of your shoes. You're out there on the road, usually alone. Hopefully your family has a healthy lifestyle and you go to 5K road races, or you go on runs on vacation at the lake or whatever. But it's can be a lonely sport, but they're very self-motivated.
Well, actually, I had this conversation recently on our morning show about runners and running, and I said, I like to do something where I smile, and I said, I don't see a whole lot of people when they're out running smiling. I said, right. That's why I don't do it, I guess.
Yep. Well, I had a couple All-American sons that were runners, and I've been coaching, gosh, 40-plus years. And the smiles in running happen after the accomplishment, after the achievement. Once you get that medal or once you look at your watch, because it's all objective. It's not subjective. Hey, I could, you know, is LeBron better than Michael Jordan kind of stuff. This is factual. And the joy comes after you're finished with the exertion.
Well, that's Tom McNaughton said, you know, the 1 hour you're running, you're not, but the other 23, you're smiling.
Right. That's exactly right. He's a great coach, and that's great. That's a great sound philosophy and observation.
Well, coming up for this season, what are some of your expectations, and especially coming up, you know, in a very tough WAC conference?
Well, I'd like to finish top three in the conference, if not go after it, depending how the freshmen come along. I have Sochi Garcia. She was a national qualifier, about an 1840 girl. And then we have a girl from Onsted, Emily Kilpatrick, as well as Brooke Hildebrandt, that are local that came in. I have Jezera Reyes, and we have Perla Reyes, also came in to run. So they're showing potential that could help reach that goal of the top three in the conference. And our returners with Sochi, and we have like four juniors that are just incredible. With Sochi, we have Emily Monroe, we have Alexis Cordell, Morgan Turk, Brianna Martin. If they decide to, life is a series of decisions is what I tell them. If they decide to be all conference, then they will be. And they will be on the podium and will be top three or better and go to nationals.
Well, Coach, good luck with that. And hopefully those decisions that they make get them to that level.
Yes, and that's what this is all about, is life decisions and preparing for what really comes after CNIT University. And we think we do a pretty good job preparing them for that.
I would agree with that, especially after doing this show all last year and speaking with a lot of alumni and, you know, echoing those same sentiments. So, again, good luck with you for this coming season, and we'll be back with more Saint Sports Weekly right after this here on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
At Siena Heights University, we make transferring easy and ensure you're on your best path forward. Study online with our nationally ranked program, or commute from home and get the traditional college experience by taking courses on our Adrian campus. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Visit sienaheights.edu and find out what the Siena Effect can do for you.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now, because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at sienaheights.edu or visit sienaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Is space becoming a problem for you? You have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple-sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
And welcome back to Saints Sports Weekly. Jeff Bowman with you at 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com. It's our special Labor Day edition. And now I'm going to bring in somebody that's more behind the scenes. We get all the coaches to come in and talk, but Corey Graham, who is the Sports Information Director, kind of helps set all these up. And I'll let him kind of talk about that, but also talk a little bit about what a sports information director is and does for a lot of people out there that don't have a clue what that person is. Corey, good to have you on.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, I think I was on once last year. We did 1 week, maybe 1 week of the show where like the last 10 minutes I did like a, this is what the sports teams at Siena Heights did last week or something. So I'm not a stranger to the radio, I guess. I've been here before. And I also did a couple of football broadcasts with Chris Renwick my first couple of years on the road. I would go and be his color guy for a couple of the games. So that was fun. But yeah, I'm the sports information director at Siena. I do a little bit of everything. I like to call this position like the jack of all trades position. We kind of do manage the website, put all the roster schedules up there. We're the guys doing the stats at home games for football, for baseball, for softball, all the team sports that require stats. We write all the stories for all of the sports when we get results in. So it's a, I say that this career is kind of a lifestyle more than it is a career. You kind of have to be willing to kind of be around 24/7. I joke that I live here. Through COVID, I joked that I needed to buy a cot to put in my office because I was never going to get to leave when we had 23 sports teams all at once in February, March. So, I think the easiest summary of my job I tell a lot of people is I get paid to watch sports. So if you enjoy watching sports and you don't mind working a lot of hours and nights and weekends, then an SID might be something you want to do.
Well, you watch them, but not only do you watch them, you have to actually do something while you're watching them. And you know, when you said that you do all stuff for all the home games, and the thing I just kind of thought about that when you were mentioning is you do all the stuff for the home games, but you're really relied upon for the visiting teams when you do the stuff for the home games. I mean, we talked with Chris Renwick and Doug when they're trying to set up things for road games, and especially last year with COVID and this year not traveling to some of the away games, is, you know, having to stream, having to be able to call a game from that. And so it's very important for the visiting teams for what you do as well.
Yeah, it's kind of we kind of consider it's interesting. We work in an athletic field where, you know, everyone's competitive. They're competing against each other. But like, I consider other SIDs from other schools my colleagues. Like, that's kind of what we call each other. We have to work together to get the stuff that we need because, like you said, when we're hosting a team at our place, that other SID who's not hosting that event relies on me to get him the stats and the information he needs to do his job, and it's vice versa. I do the same thing when one of my team or one of the Siena Heights teams is on the road. I have to rely on that other SID to do his job, to do the stats and get that to me. So it's really a cooperative thing. We're constantly in communication with the other SIDs, getting rosters and stuff prepared for the games and all the stuff that goes into that, even before the event itself. It was interesting to me when I took this job. I grew up as a sports fan, and a lot of people don't think about like all of the work involved before, during, and after an event. And an SID is pretty much part of that entire process. Like beginning, middle, and end. I'm usually the last person that leaves our stadium after a game. I'm making sure the press box is locked up, getting all my equipment set up, putting it in my car. And even after I do all of that and like work the game, I still have to go back to my office and write a story that has to be published and then sent out to all the media people, sent out to the radio stations, sent out to the newspapers so that they can do their job and write the story if they're not there and present. So yeah, like you said, it's a lot. We're kind of involved in the whole process. I work directly with Chris Renwick and Doug when they're doing their broadcast. I set all that up. I organize, help organize it, get them where they need to go. With this show, the Saint Sports Weekly, I try to schedule coaches and get all that stuff ready. So there's all of that too. And then yeah, it's a lot of work, but it's one of those jobs that if you have the passion for it, you like it. And I say 95% of the time I enjoy my job. The other 5%, I'm like everybody else, and you have those days where it's just a lot and you get stressed out and you just figure out ways to cope with that.
Well, and the thing that you said too is, you know, having to write a story. So it's not only keeping the stats and organizing and getting everything else. You actually have to have the writing ability as well, because otherwise, some of these stories that you would put out, you'd be like, what does this mean, and why is he saying this? But so you have to have that kind of ability as well to be an SID, not just watching sports and being able to, you know, oh, I can keep a scorebook, so I'm good. No, you've got to be able to, once you keep that scorebook, kind of, you know, translate those stats into a story so everybody, you know, A, can either use it on a different end of the media site or just getting on your website and being able to read it.
Yeah, and I mean, this job is a little bit of everything. It's a little bit of marketing. It's a little bit of public relations. It's a little bit of communications. It's kind of a bunch of different industries all in one, which kind of it makes it fun because like no day is kind of the same for the most part. We always have different. I get to be a part of 23 sports teams. I always get asked by students at Siena Heights when they see me, like, "Oh, what team do you coach?" is like a question I get a lot, and I say all of them. Like, I don't really coach them, but I'm a part of every single team on this campus in one way or another. I'm either the guy writing your stories, or I am the guy writing your stories. I'm the one putting your roster on the website. I'm the one putting the schedule. I'm the one who answers questions from newspapers when they want to come to one of our games. And so I really say that in a nutshell, the most important part of a job for the SID, besides the stats and the game day aspect of it, is really I'm here to help our coaches promote our student athletes. So that's writing stories and trying to make us look good even when we lose, you know, and like, you know, being an advocate for the university and getting that information out there. You know, we're the SIDs are the guys that nominate student athletes for awards, whether that's like conference players of the week or national awards. So I'm a member of COSIDA, which is the College Sports Information Directors of America. It's a big organization. They have an academic All-America that they do every year for every sport, and you have to be a member of that in order to nominate. So it's important for your SID to be a part of that so that you can get those kids some All-American awards. So yeah, we're kind of the, like you said, the behind the scenes people that do a lot of work that people don't understand, or not that they don't understand, that they're not aware happens.
And you're listening to Saint Sports Weekly. Jeff Bowman here with Corey Graham, the Sports Information Director at Siena. And Corey, you just mentioned two things in here that made me think something else again. So having to, A, write a story that makes the team and stuff still look good, even in maybe a bad game, but also dealing with 23 different sports as well. And you know you're going to get along better with some coaches than others, and there's probably some throughout here, and you know whether it's here or some of the other teams and schools that you have to deal with where you're like, not him again or not her again. And that's got to make it a little tough too sometimes, that you really maybe have to deal with people that you don't want to, and also sometimes tough to write a story for maybe a game that wasn't real pretty.
Yeah, I'm pretty fortunate here that the coaches at Siena Heights are great. I would say that I have a good relationship with every coach that I work with here. I can't think of a single coach that's on the staff right now that I dread working with. I think that's it's really good. I mean, you have issues sometimes with just, you know, people think about things differently or have a different way they want to do it and, you know, have a difference of opinion. But that's also why we have rule books. You know, I've had to deal with a visiting coach for a sport thinking that what I statted or how I called a specific play, they disagreed with. And at the end of the day, the SID has the final say kind of how that happens. And I, you know, we have rule books for that and interpretations. So, I mean, yeah, there has been times where, you know, everybody works differently. I guess I'll say that, like, you have to be able to adjust and build a relationship with all those coaches. So you kind of know how they work and then you can kind of adjust to their flow. You know, some people are better at replying to emails than others, you know, and you just adjust to that, or you find the communications. I guess I try to find the communication system that works best for each of my coaches, and that goes with like building a relationship. So I know which coaches I will get a response better if I email them, and I know the coaches that I'll get a response better if I just send them a text. It just really depends on how that coach likes to work in that regard.
Well, then you know, your office is right next to Coach Tim Bauer, and you know, Tim and Al, guys that have been around here for, you know, 30 some years, they're probably a lot different how they do things compared to, you know, a guy like Derek Mary that just walked into coach wrestling and, you know, is probably a lot more tech savvy and things too. So you have those guys that you probably have a big difference in how they do things as well.
Yeah, being next door to Tim sometimes, I'll just have my door open and I'll hear him just call my name and I'll walk over next door and he'll tell me what he needs and then I'll just go do it. Whereas, you know, Coach Cohn, for instance, is on the other side of campus over at Spencer, and he usually just communicates to me via email or he'll just call me and say, hey, can I get this? So, yeah, you're right. There's coaches, people do it differently, but yeah, Coach Bauer is less of he likes to not deal with the technology as much, so a lot of times I'll get his roster every year just handwritten, or he'll print out the roster online, cross out the guys that aren't there anymore, and handwrite in all of his freshmen, and then I do it that way. I have other coaches that'll send me the roster in an Excel sheet, make it all nice and organized, or a Word document. Like, I see it all. Or I mean, I think some of my coaches just like pull up their roster on like whatever they have it on and screenshot it and send it to me. It's really different. Like, just the coaches that do it in different ways, but we get it done. So
that is kind of interesting. I mean, you have that many people to deal with, and you know, and then some too. It's like, okay, probably have assistants do some of that as well. So you may not deal with a head coach as much. You're dealing with somebody else, and because the head coach's job might be, you know, so busy that doing some of those things are tasked to somebody else.
Yeah, I think all of our coaches here have a GA or at least an assistant or people that help them out. So every coach is different with how they do it. I know, like football, for instance, because their roster is so big, there's a specific coach on the staff there that kind of deals with the roster and gets that to me and gets it to athletic training and, you know, Joni, who does compliance and all of the different places you got to send a roster for people that need it. You know, athletic trainers have to know your roster. I have to know your roster for stat purposes on the website. Joni has to know it for compliance and eligibility and all that stuff. So yeah. So a lot of times, like you said, a head coach might not be the one necessarily doing it. They might give that to an assistant, and that assistant's job is just making sure that roster gets where it needs to go. And that just all comes down to communication, which I think we do pretty well here as far as like making sure everybody that needs to know knows what they need to know.
So one last thing, you know, kind of getting away from all that, now moving into the Saints Sports Weekly, and you know, you're tasked with getting the coaches, and then you've got to also, you know, get the guests, and then you got to get their numbers to me and all that. And so that's another thing that we threw on your plate as well. So, and then you have to deal with coaches going, no, this Monday doesn't work for me. And so how is that, trying to get all that schedule put together?
It was easier this year than last year. Because we started this last year during a COVID year, it was a little challenging, because last year was the first year we ever had every single sport in season at the same time. So normally, you know, we have our fall sports going on, and then we have what SIDs call the first crossover season, which is basically as fall sports are wrapping up, winter sports are starting. So you just sometimes have that overlap depending on how successful your fall teams are. If you have a couple fall teams that qualify for the conference tournament, then you're going to have some overlap with their season wrapping up and the new season starting. And then you have the second, what we call crossover season, from winter to spring. So when the winter sports are wrapping up, you have the spring sports starting, right? Basketball is still going on in February when lacrosse and softball, baseball are starting up. So those are probably the two busiest times of the year for SIDs, because you have the most teams competing at once. But usually once you get in a flow, that's good. So yeah, like you said, planning that last year with COVID, when February 27th hit and we had every single team competing, we're talking football, basketballs, everybody all at the same time, was challenging, because, you know, coaches, a lot of coaches are creatures of habit, and they don't like their routine kind of getting disrupted to be on a radio show, even for 15 minutes sometimes. But I mean, we make it work. And like I said, I'm pretty blessed to work with a group of people that we're all like in it together. We all kind of stepped up and helped each other get through the COVID year, because we all knew what we were about to try to survive through. And I'll use that word, survive, because that's kind of what it felt like last year. Just like, let's survive it. Let's get through it. And hopefully we're past the worst part of it. And so last year was a little bit more difficult. I felt like a lot of times we were kind of just scrambling to get somebody on a Monday because, you know, coaches were busy. This year we kind of have, I think, a better system where we're able to get a little bit ahead, so that not only you guys at the radio station know who you're interviewing ahead of time, days, weeks, months. I mean, we get the whole schedule for the whole year done. So this year was a little bit better, because I think things have kind of, I don't want to use the term slowed down, but that's the best way to describe it. After surviving COVID, it feels like back to normal is way slower than I thought it was before COVID. Like, I didn't think my job could get any busier than it was, and then COVID was like, let me show you how busy you can actually be. So it feels kind of nice to get back to a normal schedule.
Well, and I think this year too, coaches have the expectation and knew what it was last year, and know that, oh, it's only just a quick 15-minute phone call and I can be done with it. So I think it's probably a little less on their end as a disruption compared to what maybe they thought it was going to be.
Yeah, like I think, like I said, getting back to that normal was a big part of it. Last year, we all felt like, I'm sure that there was moments in your job as a radio host and what we do, and since you're involved with athletics too, there were just times, and we're not the only industry that got affected by COVID. There was so many other industries. You know, people in the healthcare profession were running around like chickens with their heads cut off. I think we all kind of felt that as a nation in general from last year with COVID. So, like you said, I think we kind of threw something new at our coaches last year and me and everybody else that we adjusted to during COVID. And so this year made it feel way easier because we didn't have the hectic, hey, we have 24 sports competing all at one time, but hey, can you do this radio show on Monday, even though you have a game on Tuesday that you're trying to prep for? So yeah, it makes it a little easier in that regard.
Well, again, Corey, thank you very much for coming in, taking a few minutes of time to talk a little bit about what you do and also Saints Sports Weekly. So we'll be back with more right after this here on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com. Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Concerned about unpredictable rising college tuition costs? Siena Heights University is taking a bold step to remain affordable. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. A Catholic university located in Adrian, Michigan, Siena Heights also offers scholarships in academics, athletics, and the arts. Find out what the Siena Tuition Advantage is all about today by visiting siennaheights.edu. That's the Siena Effect.
Is space becoming a problem for you? Do you have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple-sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at siennaheights.edu.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
And welcome back to Saints Sports Weekly. Jeff Bowman here with you, 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com. Again, I want to thank all of the guys that were able to come in here and talk with us. Again, Al Sanifer, Tim Bauer, Kirk Richards, and Corey Graham. I appreciate all of their time able to sit down and again, take away a little bit of their time so we can learn a little bit more about each of them and their programs at Siena Heights University. Well, next week we'll be back in studio, and we are going to have Scott Oliver, the women's soccer coach, to talk a little bit about their season that's going on so far and what the plans are in the WAC, and hopefully they're going to have a great year once again so we can talk about his expectations and and what Siena Heights women's soccer can do, possibly getting into some tournament time as well. So once again, next week we'll have Scott Oliver on with us in Saints Sports Weekly. Once again, Jeff Bowman here with you, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com. I want to thank Siena Heights University and Magic Fountain Auto Wash and Storage. We'll see you next week right here on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.